Depending on your viewpoint, you'll either be shattered or glad that today is the first evening for 3 weeks in which there is no World Cup match on television. Both football fans and football phobics, though, are likely to be relieved that most professions have no equivalent of the one-to-one standoff which settles football games, the penalty shootout. The writing of poetry might be thought especially immune from such tensions, but the literary website quickmuse.com has introduced an equivalent. Two writers are given a subject and then allowed 15 minutes in which to compose a poem. The second by second results, including hesitations and revisions, are then posted online. The British poet Glyn Maxwell took part in the latest Quick Muse duel last night against the American poet Talias Moss. Glyn Maxwell joins me now for a post-match interview with, in the Alan Hansen role of pundit, the poet Paul Farley on the line, who has observed the contest. Glyn, first of all, why did you want to do it?
I was kind of intrigued by it. I write quite fast sometimes, but not poetry. I've been writing for theatre a lot, and sometimes I feel there's a benefit to be had in, if you really know a character, if you've been working on a character for months, to a bunch of characters, to come to a scene knowing so well that they kind of explode into life and can actually write quite fast and speak quite fast. So at times I've almost tried to write in real time as fast as my hand can move. With poetry, that doesn't make any sense because it's yourself. You are the character. So I thought, and I haven't written much. I've written about like one poem in a year. So I thought this would be rather challenging. And it was.
Well, when we played it back online today, we thought that the our machine had jammed because for about the first minute and a half, nothing appears whatsoever. But this was you having a slow run up, was it?
Actually, it was me reading the Mark Twain because I checked out the other ones.
Because they gave
archive.
You a piece of Mark Twain to
That's
inspire
right.
it. Yeah.
That's right, and so that you couldn't cheat and come along with your own thing written, you know, already. They gave you a paragraph of prose, and I checked out the other ones that other poets had done, and they were quite short. But I got a long paragraph of Mark Twain, a very good Mark Twain, which I couldn't kind of start. So the first minute and a half, I was doing the research.
And Paul Muldoon, who took part in the first one, he pretty much admitted that he'd rewritten a poem of his he had in his head. Did you use any similar tricks?
No. And it's funny you should introduce this with the World Cup, because first of all, I asked for the time to be moved, because initially I was going to have to do it at 9:30.
You worried about playing in the heat, were you?
That's exactly right. Two things. For one thing, my first 15 minutes was at 9:30 in the evening, which is a time I've never in my life written anything. The other thing that would have been the last 15 minutes of France-Spain. So so I thought, this is not going to happen. So it's got to be earlier. So I did it at like late afternoon, which is not a great time for me to write, but I thought would do better.
Yeah. According to Svanier and Eriksson, the key thing is to take on liquids, and I think a lot of poets believe that, don't they, as well?
From watching all these people over 3 weeks, as you say, all these footballers at the top of their game, I thought, well, this is, yeah, now I've got to try and do this. So I kind of relished the pressure. I told my daughter, you can't come into this room or speak to me for half an hour. Just stay there, and I have to do this. And I got my glass of water, and I changed my clothes so I felt comfortable. I had the light coming in. All the things that people think poets do all the time, I did for the first time.
Paul Farley, you've been looking at the results. What did you make of it?
Well, it gave me the willies when I first heard about it. I wasn't so much thinking about a penalty shootout. I had in mind something like that telly quiz show from, I think it was the mid-90s, called Gag Tag with Jonathan Ross and Bob Monkhouse, where contestants try to out-gag or out-pun one another. And then I thought maybe it's something like a broadband version of Kenning or The Dozens. But it isn't like that at all. For a start, the stimuli for writing is pretty highbrow. I'd been expecting something along the lines of write a poem in the voice of your underpants or something like one of those ideas books that's meant to jumpstart your imagination. But what we get instead are pieces of prose or pieces from essays with the likes of like Glyn, as you said, Mark Twain or Elizabeth Bishop. And it's not particularly competitive, or at least it's not framed like that online. You don't get any ice skating marks coming on screen for technique or artistic interpretation.
Now, you only really found out if you won in the chat room. Would you be tempted to do it, Paul?
I'm not sure. I'm one of those people who doesn't really speak in lucid, joined-up, punctuated sentences, for starters. And that's why I like poetry. Poetry, for me, is a way of slowing down thought, even though it might arrive at something that looks like it's given the impression of happening at the speed the mind goes at. So the idea of extemporizing or improvising totally terrifies me. But in the spirit of experiments, I would give it a go. After all, there's no webcam in place where the viewer can watch all the 1,000-yard stairs and ciggies and liquids being taken on and so on.
Although, amazingly, as I say, you can see the revisions on screen, but this is what Glynn ended up with. This is his poem.
Okay. Though we saw the land as flat as this, as sucked, as stunk with them and us, last time we did and time before, and knelt aghast and gravely lifted the word war to hang in rags from the broken mast. Wait long enough and from the sky rain words to soften, words to grey the memory, words to diffuse all loss, all crimes. Then come like weeds and come like flowers, words for marches, words for hymns.
That's Glynn Maxwell, 15 minutes of fame. A friend of mine, his son came home from school from an English exam and said, "I froze on Yeats," in the paper. Did you freeze at any point?
I think there was a moment where I felt this is a two stanza poem, two stanzas of six lines, and I thought it would be three, and I saw the clock ticking and I felt I'm never going to get that third stanza.
I'm afraid our clock's ticking, but anyway, fascinating stuff. Thank you to Paul Farley and to Glynn Maxwell. His 15-minute poem can be read at quickmuse.com.